direction, so job well done. Thank you. We're going to move on to item number 20. Director Kirschman will join us again. License sales update.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I just got a text from Deputy Secretary Simpson. He said, I have 90 seconds to accomplish this, so I will go fast. I know he was thinking it, though. Commissioners, what I would ask is you turn to page 36, your license report, and I'm just going to point out a couple of few statistics, which, quite honestly, what I want to share with you is the month of June was beyond fantastic, in particular from a fishing license standpoint. Leading up to the month of June, we were seeing sales were going fairly good, but we were kind of lagging behind. But boy, did we make up some ground in June with some fantastic weather and even better fishing across the state of South Dakota. So I just want to point out a couple of key numbers to you, and then you can look at the rest on your own. But on the first page on combination licenses, if you look under the column of 2023, these would be numbers as of the end of the month of June, okay? And just to give you comparison, at the end of May report, we were at 37,000, approximately 37,000 for combination. And at the end of June, we were over 41,000. So we saw a bump there of about 4,000 licenses, which was really fantastic. On senior combination, at the end of May, we were at about 9,600. And the end of June, we were at 10,500. Again, almost 1,000 just on those particular licenses for our resident recreationists. I'm going to have you turn to page 38, which would be the third page under small game licenses. As I've mentioned the past 2 months, this is the time of year where things are a little bit slower regardless of small game licenses, and we don't see a lot of action here in terms of purchases until we get through the summer months and start getting into the fall. But again, just for the resident small game, we are 400 up over the last month. For resident small game and under non-resident small game, we're up about 400 as well. So again, didn't anticipate a whole lot of change there over the month of June, but certainly positive to see some positive numbers there. In particular, what I want you to focus on the next page, number 39, under the fishing licenses. This is where we really saw some changes. So if you look at the resident annual fishing, at the end of June here, we're at 45,500. I'm just rounding for simplicity. Looking at the end of May, we were just over 35,000. So again, just a fantastic month of fishing license sales. And we look at the senior fishing license, we're just over 12,000. At the end of May, we're at about 9,700. So again, on the resident side, we certainly saw a lot of folks taking advantage of the fishing opportunities that exist out there. Quickly on the non-resident side, on the three-day fishing, you see it's 11,000, almost 400. We go back to the end of May, it was about 6,900. And the annual fishing for non-resident, we're at 31,700, and the end of May was about 2,300. So again, or 23,000. So just some fantastic increases as we've seen fishing license sales really go up month of June. And we noticed that at our end of the year, fiscal year, when we looked at overall license sales, we saw that the month of June was really, really good. And so I just wanted to point out those numbers to you that looking at the month of June has been a really good month for us in terms of license sales. And the last number I just want to share with you on page 40, under 2023 big game licenses, earlier in the year you took some action on non-resident archery deer licenses, and you remember you had placed the cap of 2,200 licenses for those non-resident archery deer hunting licenses that would be available on public land and private land. And you can just look at that bottom row. For that 2,200 licenses, we had 2,827 applicants that were submitted for that. So a little over 600 licenses above and beyond the cap in terms of applications that were brought in. So I just wanted to share that number with you as well to know how that cap went into place, and obviously we're going to sell 2,200, but there was a higher demand than what even the cap was. So, Madam Chair, I just wanted to keep it short, but I just wanted to emphasize how good of the month June was for us, in particular on the fishing side of things or licenses related to fishing, and was really, really great to see that, and we're excited about the rest of the summer here and look forward to moving into the fall, but we'll certainly try to answer any questions you may have.
Very good. Any questions for Director Kirschman? Or comments at this point? It looks like there are none. Very good. Thank you for the information. And with that, that will wrap up almost everything we have. I would ask at this time, do we have any agenda items from the commissioners that they would like to bring forward for our next meeting, which will not take place until September? And you can certainly reach out to the department should they come to mind. Secretary, do you have any final words before we adjourn?
Well, thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, commissioners, for a great meeting. I want to thank staff just for the presentations that were provided here today. We did make it a one-day meeting, so we will not have any agenda items for tomorrow. Also want to thank Rosie Smith in the background there for joining us today from the tourism, Northeast tourism area, and thank you for joining our meeting, and lots of great things happening in the Northeast. The fishing's been pretty darn good up there, so it's good to see that activity, like Tom just said, continue. Just want to encourage folks to get outdoors, enjoy the great opportunities we have here in South Dakota. The campgrounds have been full. They have been fun. I've been participating in camping with my family, myself, and doing a lot of fishing, and it's been a fantastic summer. And hopefully folks can get out before school starts here, which is about a month away. So yeah, just a few more months of summer left, and looking forward to what we have to offer. So thank you, Madam Chair. Back to you.
Very good. As we mentioned, our next meeting will take place in September. We'll be in Watertown for that meeting, and all of the information will be coming up on the website as it is available, so please look for that. And with that, we need a motion to adjourn and a second. Moved by Bartley.
Second.
Seconded by Locke. And all those in favor to adjourn, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, we are adjourned.